Well, it's been straightforward, isn't it? You know, both clubs, the chief executive and board level, agreed a transfer fee for Lewis to go down. And Lewis has, of course, gone down since and been chatting personal terms. And I think went down on Monday. That's continued over the last 24 hours. And obviously, we're now under the understanding. I've been told that those terms or discussions have failed to bring a conclusion to a deal. So Lewis comes back to Rotherham United. And as a manager, of course, I'm very pleased.
Is there a chance that things could change and a move to Crawley could be back on the cards at some point this summer?
I don't think so, in all fairness. I know the people at Crawley probably more than most, and I know what they stand for. You know, I'm not aware of the terms that were discussed with the player, because it's, of course, private. But you never know. You never know in football. It's a game of surprises, but I would think not. But, there is interest in the boy. You know, there's two clubs in League One that I've been asking about him in the last 24 hours. It's gone nowhere any further than asking about him and asking the types of fee, etc. So we'll see if that has a conclusion. But as far as I'm concerned, from now onwards, I look forward to working with him in July.
Yeah, do you see this as a big positive? Because obviously you're a fan of his. You tried to sign him in the past, didn't you? So
well, he's a very good player. And the boy's a goal scorer. He's been fantastic attitude since I arrived at the football club. We had a positive chat at the end of the season, but that concluded in saying in an ideal situation he'd move back south, and, you know, Crawley Town, we knew, had an interest, and they made a move, and that was very easy. But of course, personal terms are different to wanting to be somewhere. So we just look forward to working with him. He's a good talent. It's good news for Rotherham.
Will the fact that he's not moving on, though, will that have any impact on any other plans that you have in terms of recruitment?
Not at all.
So you're still looking perhaps for another striker, maybe?
Yeah, maybe one, maybe two. I think there's better managers than me has concluded. You could never have enough boys that have a chance of putting the ball in the net, or can put the ball in the net, or playing in a very effective role in a front area. So we're certainly in the market looking for a striker or two. As to whether we end up with one or two, we'll remain to see who we can get and at what price they come at.
Is Mark Richards on the radar?
No, I don't think he is. We had a chat with Mark. I don't think there's any hidden secret. I think personal terms probably maybe takes it beyond us, but he's a good kid. He's conducted himself exceptionally well. And, when Mark picks his club, and I'm sure he will shortly, then we'll wish him every success. And, you know, we don't stop liking him as a footballer because he's chosen to be elsewhere.
Michael Rains has also left the club today, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. You know, I had a good meeting with Michael at the end of the season, outlined that he wasn't part of our plans going forward. We had an idea that I was hopeful that I perhaps could get Ian Sharps back. And I had another conversation with the chief exec and with Mike today, and he's conducted himself impeccably, it has to be said. But we wish Michael every success. We parted today, but he's a friend, and he's a friend of Steve Evans, and he'll be welcome back here in a personal capacity at any stage.
Are you becoming a stronger team?
No, we're stronger now than what we finished the season, and that was important. And hopefully every signing we make will add a little bit to the jigsaw. But, you know, you sign Ian Sharps, you know, you sign, you know, ODJ, you sign Nardiello. You're going to be stronger. You know, I've documented today we'd like to sign Scott Shearer from Crawley. That may be slipping beyond us, but I like to think the 18 months with the big man maybe gives us an equal chance to the other club that thinks they're signing him on Friday.
Yeah, what's the situation with Shearer then? That one's a no-go, is it?
Well, we don't know. You know, the big fella is in conversations with two League One clubs. He's had a conversation with myself, and we've played our cards. And he's an honest big fella, and he'll make his decision honestly for the sake of him, his career, his family. And I'd like to think we're firmly in the mix, but I would say it's probably, you know, no better than a third equal chance with two very progressive and good League One clubs with good League One managers. I would think by Friday we'll have added to the squad. You know, what areas of the team that's in depends on how people have reacted to discussions that went on last week and early part of this week. And dare I say it, when I'm finished at our sponsors meeting with the chairman this evening, then I'm going off for a coffee with another potential target. So it's been non-stop, but it will be like that until we get the hub of the squad put together. Then we can perhaps just be a bit more selective after that. The key point is to get the players in first and foremost that we've targeted.